Today, the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado announced that the sea ice is starting to freeze up again in the Arctic Ocean. Unless some big winds come up, it looks as if the biggest meltback of the sea ice has happened on Sunday, September 16th. It was a record. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The sea ice melt passed the old record set in 2007, weeks ago, and just kept melting back. By Sunday, there was only 1.32 million square miles of sea ice left. This is about 290,000 square miles less than the old record. That's about the size of the state of Texas. Very few predicted it would melt back this much.
The extreme loss of ice that we had this summer was certainly a surprise.
That's the Snow and Ice Data Center's director, Mark Serez. He says the computer models were predicting it, but not to happen this fast.
Even the latest generation of our climate models are too slow. In other words, we're on the fast track of change compared to these models, and what we saw here in 2012 was really just an exclamation point on that.
The computer models have been improving. Serez says they're still lacking good estimates of how thick the ice is, but they're doing better at it. And another problem is resolution. Just ask Shell. The center sea ice map shows the Chukchi Sea to be ice-free, and that's because its remote sensing does not have the resolution to pick up the ice that forced Shell to pull up anchors and move its drilling rig out of place more than a week ago.
And this was kind of a thin ribbon of ice that we couldn't really pick up well on the satellite data, but it just goes to show you, here we are with a record low in sea ice extent, but depending on where you look, you might have a different impression of this.
The unexpected rapidity of sea ice disappearance has generated all sorts of speculation about when the Arctic will be ice-free in the summer. One group is insisting that will happen just a few years from now. Serez won't go that far.
Looks like we're going to lose that summer sea ice cover. I think maybe by the year 2030 we could lose most of it. So we're on the fast track for sure.
The trend is undeniable. Not only did the ice never recover from its record withdrawal of 2007, but if you go back and compare this year's minimum to the average before the year 2000, you end up with a difference in ice extent that is double the size of the state of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.